Crafty Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 65th Berlin International Film Festival, and today I'm with the protagonist of Paper Planes, Head Oxenbold. Welcome, Head, thank you for being with us.
Oh, thank you for having me.
So, how is Berlin treating you so far?
It's really, really great. I've only been here for 2 days, but I really love the city. It's a little cold, maybe a little too cold, but so far I really love it.
Can you give us, like, for our listeners, a brief description of your character, Dylan?
So Dylan is a very mature kid. He definitely doesn't act his age. He's quite wise for his years. And he has to kind of step up and be the man of the house because his dad is dealing with the loss of his partner, Dylan's mum, and he just has no energy. He isn't working, and Dylan really needs to step up and take the responsibility of being the man of the house.
Yeah, that's what I was telling your director, Robert Connolly, that yes, he's acting like a kid because he's a kid, but there's a certain moment in which even if he loves his father and he is very respectful towards his father, he decides that there's a moment in which he decides that he has to shake him off a little.
Yeah, there's definitely some points where he needs to just get him out the door. And he doesn't really listen, but at the end he gets motivated, and you'll see in the film.
That's a curious question, but I didn't know that there was a Paper Planes championship first, and plus I learned that there are some ways that you can could shape a paper plane. So I was wondering, did you know how to build a paper plane, and did you learn something else?
Before I went in, I knew how to build a paper plane, but like a very basic one. But I learned so many more new ones. I learned how to make all different shapes and sizes. I learned how to make ones with big wings, small wings, long ones, skinny ones, short ones. And they all fly really differently, and they all float really differently. And as you were saying, I didn't even know there were paper plane tournaments as well. I thought that Rob, the director, made them up. But they really are a real thing, and it's a really, really amazing sport.
What made you decide, what hit you the most about the film? What made you decide that you wanted to play Dylan?
I think just the character, and he was so different because, as I was saying, that he's a really mature kid, and he's not just a boring kind of regular kid. He's really different, and he's a really nice guy. He stands up to bullies, and he was kind of like me in a lot of ways, so I thought it'd just be great to play him.
I was telling Robert that I really liked the relationship he has with his grandfather. Maybe because I relate to it. I don't know about you.
Yeah, no, I really love the relationship between the grandfather. It's a really kind of cheeky relationship, and it's almost a reverse relationship because he's not acting his age. He's acting maybe 50 years younger or 60 years younger, whereas Dylan is acting, the opposite. So I really like that relationship. It's very funny.
I've read it in press notes, but I don't know if it's correct, that your parents acted in the first short that Robert Connolly directed?
Yeah, about 20 years ago, Robert directed both my parents in a short film called Rust Bucket, and with a couple of other friends that we're still friends with today. So that was kind of weird, and that was also one of the things that drew me to the script, was the fact that my parents knew Rob, and they knew that he was a really great director, and they knew that he'd make something amazing out of the script.
What kind of a director is Robert Connolly?
He's a really amazing director. I mean, his directions are so clear. They're so smart. Everything he says works so well. It's perfect. And they're really easy to understand. They're really simple. He's not telling me things which I go, what? I get them completely. I understand where he's coming from. I never disagreed with them one bit. They were all, they were all things that I was thinking, or all things that I had in mind. And he's hilarious. He's so funny, and he really just made the script. He really made it really funny and really lighthearted.
You've already done various films in the United States, so even big budget films, and now I see that you have worked for The Visitor with Shyamalan, is that correct? So I was wondering, how was this experience different from these big budget films that you made in the U.S.?
It was a very, very different experience, because the first film I ever did was Alexander, and there was a very big budget, a lot of people, a lot of cast, a lot of crew, whereas this was much, much smaller, much smaller budget, much smaller crew, and they were very, very different experiences, but they were both really fun in different ways, but I had a really amazing time on both of them.
So, what do you like the most about your character, Dylan, and do you have something in common with him?
I definitely have some things in common with him because, in the story, he hates needles, and I hate needles as well. But definitely just I can relate to him. Just sometimes the thing he says or the way he thinks I can relate to. And I just really love the character. He's a really honest character. He's a really great character. He's a really nice character. And he's a kind of strong and motivational character because he steps up and takes a responsibility, which most kids wouldn't usually, you know, step up and take that responsibility.
How radio is working in Europe to increase female literacy in schools? So, because in Italy, in some other European countries, they don't teach film in schools. So, do you think that it would be important to study film as another subject in school?
Yeah, I definitely think so, because I really, really love film. I love watching film, I love studying film, I love analysing films. I definitely think it should be taught in schools. I think it's a really important thing, because then if they're taught and they understand how films work, then when you go to the cinema, you can enjoy films so much more. And then you most likely be convinced to make your own films, and that gets more films out there, and it really makes them more creative. I think it's definitely one of the things that they need to teach.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Ed. And this is Gianni Nicoletti from 65th Berlin International Film Festival for FRED, the festival inside.
FRED Film Radio, 24/7 on FRED.fm and smartphone apps.